Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 236. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We try to bring some new, fun, exciting, useful apps to you guys in hopes that you could install them on your devices and such and enjoy them. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into today's show, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve. Same old, different day of the week. Different entertaining day at my 9-to-5.
Yeah, the interviews you're doing?
Yeah, they're not very entertaining, Steve.
Ah, okay. Well, that sucks. Also,
yeah, but it's called a job for a reason. If it was fun, it would be called fun.
That's true.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
What's happening? Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying summer because I feel it slipping away already. And, I don't want that to happen, but I really love it, man. It's been a really mild summer, and it's nice, and been out in the canoe a couple times. I plan on going camping. I've been doing that a little bit here and there. And it's just loving summer and rewriting
what's coming. It's nice, man. It's very, very pleasant. It's kind of the opposite down here. This is probably the hottest summer in Florida since I've been down here. And it's just so freaking hot. I mean, I remember I walked out of a... this one place in this little strip mall kind of place. And it was like air conditioned in there. I was kind of cold and I came out into the sun. I'm like, oh, the sun feels so good. It's like warming up my body. That lasted 10 seconds before it was so freaking hot. Like, I'm like, all right, I had enough sun. I got to go back inside now. The last few summers weren't like that, but this one is crazy hot.
The inside of your car, when you got to open that door and sit in there after you,
it is like sauna hot. Like it's so hot. You just walk outside and your glasses fog up completely. in seconds, not even a second. It's pretty cool, actually.
It's not bad.
It's like the whole environment is a sauna, basically. So it's pretty healthy for you. All right. This show is going to be reading your guys, listeners, emails, and voicemails. So let's get started with that. I have them marked in my Gmail under Android App Addicts, and it's loading, ... Here we go. This one is from Christian. He says, hey guys, I just wanted to pass on an app I think all of you would enjoy and use daily. It's called AppDragon. It simply makes a list of all the apps you have installed on your phone, where you got them from, and lets you email or save them to somewhere else on your phone or LAN. I think he meant to say LAN. Yeah. As an example, I have copy/pasted from that list the name and link to AppDragon for you. And here it is. He gave us the link. Pretty clever. I'll put it in the chat for you guys. And he said, excuse me. He says, 5.8 gigabytes free, 37% battery left, 0% desire to do any more work today. Regards, Christian.
Well played,
AKA
Christian.
Captain Zero, or just KZ if you prefer. Thanks, Christian. Captain Zero. KZ. And I think he wrote a couple more. Let's see. He did write another one here. He says, hello again.
No, I got a comment on this app.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
I literally love this app. Remember back in the day when we first started this show, we always used AppBrain.
Okay? Yeah.
One of the reasons we liked and promoted AppBrain was because it was very easy for us to share the listing of our currently installed applications out. Well, AppBrain is basically dead. Let's just say that. This is a really super handy, painless way to just take either your installed applications, selected applications, or filtered list of your installed applications and just spew them out to the clipboard or to a file where it gives you the app, the full app name, and then the full link to the Play Store itself.
Ooh.
So to me, this is just, zero, dare I say, frictionless and a very useful, needed app, especially if you want to give your new Android friend or your friend who's new to Android or to somebody else a cool list of applications or your list of applications. There's no easier way, period.
That's a good idea.
So each person installs AppDragon and then you could just basically beam over the list of apps you have on your phone?
Well, no, you don't even have to do that. You just have one person have the app installed. They just export it to like an email, a Google Plus posting, a Facebook posting, a text message, whatever. And they just send it. and their app names and hyperlinks to the Play Store.
Wow.
That's cool. That's
pretty awesome. Thank you, Christian.
I just re-ROM my phone, and this might be a good way to do when you ROM your phone and you lose all your apps, to do this instead, because it takes a long time to restore all your apps and everything. And there may be some that you didn't really want anyway. So rather than doing the full backup and everything, you can just do this and pick and choose and quickly install them.
Yeah, good call. Good call. Yeah, yeah. I haven't had to do that in a while, but I could see definitely the use of it. Cool. Next one is also from Christian. He says, I'm sending a link for a brilliant app called CamSam. There is a free version as well as the plus version. There is a free version as well as the plus version that does cost a few dollars, and which I promptly paid for as I love this app. All it does for you is warn you of traffic cams and speed traps as well as mobile traps if someone has gone through such an area a short while before you do. All right, I got to stop this email for a second. I need this. I've got tickets twice down here in Florida with the traffic cams, and now I'm like little Mr. Careful, like stopping and just being like completely normal, which is not the way I like to drive. And I need something like this. Anyway, he says, you can report a mobile.
What can I ask? You got nailed by the red light cameras? Those ones?
Yeah.
Twice. So now do you find yourself slamming on your brakes at a yellow and being, you know, kind of jerky and disruptive where you could have just glided through before and nobody hurt, no foul, no anything, and now you're slamming on your brakes at a yellow light?
Yeah.
I'm
with you, Eric. It's like, oh, let's make sure everybody obeys the law and like do this. And but really, if you think about it, you're making it a little more dangerous, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I mean,
one thing they do up here, you got all of Illinois, that's where I live, and then Chicago. Chicago is the only place with the cams, and Chicago's yellow lights don't last nearly as long as the rest of them in the rest of Illinois. So when we visit Chicago. We're expecting, you know, we've got, you know, 20 years of driving. You got an expectation of how long a yellow light lasts. Well, that's right. Not the case when you go up there and they get you.
Well, two.
Wow. Two quickies here. That's so bogus.
It is.
One. First two quickies. One, the yellow lights are shorter. Coincidence? I think not. And two, what does a yellow light mean?
Speed up. It's about to change to red.
No, so I'm at the old show, Taxi. Jim Ignatowski, mentally deluded guy, was taking the driver's test, and he was cheating. And he leaned up and he said to a guy, "What does a yellow light mean?" And he said, "Slow down." "What does a yellow light mean?" "Slow down." "What does yell?" And it just, I remember that when I saw that when I was young. Funniest moments on television I've ever seen up to then. Just, I was dying laughing. I'll say this. I have gotten bit by this before, Steve. And you only got to get bit once to not want to get bit again. So it is also purchased by
Door-to-Door Geek. Not Steve, though. He got two. You're already rubbing it in, Door.
Some people, you know, only get hit once. Some get hit two. It just happens.
No, the reason I got two is because I didn't know that they counted. You have to stop on a right turn on red. That was the second one.
Oh, yeah, that's a technicality.
I'm telling you, man.
Well,
I went on.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go
ahead. I was going to say 99 cents. It saves a lot. You know, that 99 cents is definitely worth it when your ticket's going to be $100.
I could have bought this 300 times.
Well, and I'll say this, guys, I don't know if you're aware of this. I forgot to mention this. The Play Store policy changed after 2 years. I think it's finally changed. It's no longer 15 minutes return policy on an app. It's now up to 2 hour return policy when you buy an app.
Really?
So,
that's cool.
So if you buy something and you regret it and it's less than 2 hours, you can now return it and get a refund.
Interestingo. All right. Christian continues to say, you can report a mobile unit using the app. You just hit the plus button to record the location, and you can do the rest a short while later. And it's uploaded to the servers from your phone. The great thing about this app is that it does not include navigation, but besides full screen, it can also run in the background and only pops up a warning window when you're getting close to a red light or speed cam. One big feature is that most fixed speed cams or red light cams are directional specific. It won't trigger if you're going through an intersection in a direction not covered by the cam. Wow, that's an amazing app. It can run in the background with a navigation app in the foreground, so the need for a POI file is eliminated. What's that? What's a POI file?
POI.
What did he say right before that?
It can run in the background with a navigation app in the foreground, so the need for a POI file is eliminated. Point assistance, of...
Maybe like a...
Interest?
Maybe like a some kind of a multi-window thing, like where you have... I don't know. Like what... Mm. Well, I don't know.
I'm not Christian.
Point of interest. Point of interest is what I'm thinking. Christian? What? Oh.
I'm not Christian, the writer of this email, not the religion.
Captain Zero.
Captain Zero, that's what I'll say from now on. Try the free version. You'll promptly pay for the plus version. It's that good. Cam Sam Plus is the plus version. Regards, Christian, battery 34%, desire to work way lower. He's going to put something like that at the end of everyone. All right. Thank you, Christian. Who wrote this one? This one's from Chris. He says, app to control volume. Do any of you guys know of an app that will allow me to control the audio volume of specific apps? I use the free Map Factor navigation program when traveling, and I also use Rocket Player on the same device at the same time to play music. I set the music volume to a nice level, but when Map Factor makes any announcements, its volume is much, much louder, blaringly loud, startlingly loud. Startlingly loud. Startlingly loud. He made it really big letters. There's no setting in Map Factor for changing its audio level. I see that there are several posts requesting Map Factor to provide a volume control, but so far they haven't done so. I'd like some way of lowering the volume for that app that won't affect my music or other device sounds. Anyone, please. Chris. Boys, you know anything for Chris here?
I don't. That's a great idea, though, because I have the same thing. When I go traveling, I'll be listening. I want to have my GPS up so I can figure out where I'm going, but listen and do a podcast. And sometimes I just like to turn the voice off of the GPS, especially if I kind of got an idea where I'm at. Or maybe I should just turn my GPS on when I get out of the area where I don't know where I'm at. But that's a great... This is a no-brainer. This is definitely a needed app. I have not found one before. Door?
That adjusts volumes for certain apps, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. When in doubt, I just like knee-jerk reaction, say Tasker. I would honestly be willing to bet Tasker can meet your needs, but I don't know how easy, simple it will be. Except for that, I'm really not, nothing is really jumping out at me per app. You might be able to, maybe one's a notification and the other one is media volume. So maybe you lower your notification volume down. That might work. Except for that, I'm kind of at a loss, except for literally rooting your phone, finding that audio file, copying it to a computer, lowering the volume gain, and saving it back on your phone. I mean, that's how lost I am with this idea.
Yeah. I don't have anything either.
I'm going to go on a hunt. I'm going to find something that works for this now. I never thought about actually just getting an app that would do that. I just kind of lived with it. But now I'm intrigued, man.
Well, and to be honest, I could use it. I'm not going to lie, because like when I'm in the car and I'm listening to anything, whether it's music, podcast, YouTube video, navigation, whatever, when my Voxer notification goes off, I swear my wife is like a hair away from having a stroke. It's so loud to her.
Mm. You're right.
Mm. Well, hopefully we can find something for you. All right. Next email is from, it's back to Christian. This is in response to the email I read on episode 228 where Christian said, I hate the new format, 3 shows a week. And I'm like, why, Christian? And he's like, hey guys, I'm still loving the show. I work in an industrial environment, so I use a Bluetooth headset and listen to about 6 hours of podcasts a day. The daily version of AA lets me start each day with a smile. The 3 times a week version leaves me grumpy on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
look out, guys working with them.
But it's all good, and I'm just happy to have something worth listening to. I checked the Podnuts site again, and all of the shows, sans AAA, have the contact info on their page. I listen to AAA first thing in the morning, so by the time I'm home, I've forgotten things like feedback addresses. So I double-check the site, or guess in the case of AAA. Well, he did answer all the things we challenged him on. Eric and Dor, thanks for the reminder about flow. I disliked it the first time I tried it, but this second time around, it made more sense, and I think I might keep it. Christian, a.k.a. KZ. Thank you, Christian. Great response. I appreciate your answer.
Also, in that email Steve skipped, he also said, Steve, I'm 1,400-plus miles away, so no worries that I'll be pounding on your door.
That's right.
And I'll say this. Captain Zero has participated in the Podnuts Reddit/r/Podnuts. I want to tip my hat and thank him for that. He's posted a couple of really good links. I'm with you, Christian. Flow, I think, makes Reddit easier to digest once you get over that initial hump. It takes that just playing with it for just a little bit to get over that hump. Now the app, to me, is very easy and quick to maneuver all over Reddit, I'll say, and browse stuff, find stuff, share stuff, comment on stuff, vote stuff up or down or whatever.
So that's your Reddit viewer of choice?
Right now, yes. I cannot see what this app doesn't do that would draw me away to another app. So,
cool. All right. Moving on. Woody writes, hi, I listen to your podcast as often as I can. And I have found it an enjoyable and profitable experience. I found an app which I think deserves a mention, Streamhold. This app is rather like a VCR for recording internet audio streams. I use it to record a radio program which comes on Saturdays at 6 a.m. When I arise much later, I can listen to it. Using this app is straightforward, and the UI is clean and uncluttered. I have also found user support to be quite good. I realize that this app is not for everyone, but for those who need it, it's great. Thank you for reading my email, and please keep up the good work. Woody. Pretty cool. Like a VCR for recording internet audio streams.
What was this?
Yes. Streamhold. Good name too.
When Steve was saying it, I was like, okay, so he's listening to Ratchet and Clank on Saturday morning. But then I'm like, no, that's on radio. Mm-hmm. What's the point of, I know I was thinking the same thing.
No. I get it. There's some sites you could go to where you could stream live radio, like terrestrial radio.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. I know, like, radio stations, a lot of radio stations, they usually have horrible, terrible looking sites, but they have some type of like ugly flash player that will play what's going on live on the show right now.
Yeah.
So this will record it.
Yeah. And there's some really good like morning DJs and talk shows that you can't listen to later on the internet at anywhere. And you may want to go back to them. And yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. But also say this is not smart. Okay. Bradley Justice at bluebirdie.com 510-367-5278.
Brad.
In the notification bar, he also shows that a T-Mobile icon. So not only do we have Brad's phone number, we have his state of residence, but we also know he's a T-Mobile company. That to me is like prime target for social engineering. I'm just saying.
We're not doing real social engineering with him. We just wanted to talk to him. I would like to talk to Woody. If Woody left his information, all right, we're beating a dead horse.
Yeah. Well, he's a beginning app developer. He's got some more apps in the store in the Android app market. None of them are getting a lot of traction. They're all over the place. One's a flashlight. One's a two different drum machine type games, a launcher. He's throwing it out there, man. He's spraying everything up against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, but don't send us a bogus email. You know, it's not, I don't think that's right.
Right. Yeah. If he would have said, check this out himself.
Yeah. Or email us himself. We would have had him on the show. We would have happily had him on.
Well, yes. And I'll say, and to any listener out there, if this is a profitable experience to you, please let me know how I am completely wrong with my assumption.
All right. All right, guys, let's go to the, oh my gosh. Undo that. I accidentally unmarked the next one. This next one is from Willem, and he says, could be interesting. And he gave a link. And let me, I'm going to have to put this link in the chat so I can even see what it is myself.
All right.
It's to the Google Play Store, and it is called FM or Player FM Podcast and Sync. God, I think Eric brought this, didn't he? The podcast app that helps you find great shows, syncs across devices, and works offline. Currently in All About Android App Arena, and recently in Android Central's App of the Week. Player FM lets you follow topics, not just shows. Is this another? Did we just get another bogus app, or is Willem a real guy?
Willem's a real guy. Willem's a real guy. And he literally sent it like, you know, 8 hours after All About Android talked about it. So
gotcha.
He's real.
Okay, Willem. I'm sorry, man.
He's a real boy.
Did you guys get to check this out at all, or?
Man, when I heard about it on that show, there was no chance I was going to install the app. And then looking at the screenshot of what they promote, I have no desire to listen to Woman's Work podcast. None.
I don't think it's I brought this one either.
No?
No, you didn't. I was wrong. This one, I did think one of the comments was interesting, which was, when you go search for a podcast, it will also tell you the frequency of the broadcast. Like, not just 4 days ago, 1 day ago, but it would actually tell you like 3 in the last month, 5 in the last month, kind of frequency kind of thing. So I liked some of the ideas of what this was doing, but when I looked at this, I instantaneously thought, this is a very bloaty looking app. It just looked way too heavy for what my logic is for podcasting. Podcast is audio in your ear, not...
Yeah, quick and dirty.
Yeah.
You know, I know I have tried this because it says that I have it installed. I just must not have found it worthy to bring to the show. I don't know.
It sounded familiar for some reason. Cool. Well, thanks, Willem. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and I encourage everyone out there, download it, check it out, play with it, see if it's what you like. It looks like it is free, and it looks like there is no in-app purchases. So this might be a really cool app you love.
Yeah, I'm always up for a new podcast app. I'm still rocking the Podcast Addict, though, personally, but I do like experimenting with podcast apps.
I don't anymore. Dogcatcher has me.
Yeah,
I'm ingrained now. I don't know if I can.
Well, here's the weird thing. I've never bought Dogcatcher ever yet. That's weird. That's odd. I think.
You know what it's like. You try a bunch of the other ones that don't have as many features as Dogcatcher, and then you learn. You've gone through enough podcast apps where you understand what all the features mean now. So. I feel like I've graduated to Dogcatcher, to be honest, because there's so many features on it and settings that I think it was just too intimidating before, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, and I'll say every podcasting player requires discovery to really understand all it can do. Going from app to app to app to app, you'll just have to learn all of the stuff. Then if you go back to other apps, they'll make a lot more sense.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Yeah, Dogcatcher to me is the complete 360. I don't use it right now, but it is the complete 360 of podcatching applications. But there is another one coming up in the email shortly. Another one that is mentioned. Another new one that I've never heard. So this is never going to end, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
We're always going to have more choices.
I hope so, because that puts us out there more. If they do, you know, put us in the search rankings. What are you using? Door Beyond Pod?
No. Still
pocket,
using
Pocket Casts.
Hell no. Never using Shifty Jelly ever. That app is so heavy. And anytime I listened to anything 2.4 or faster, the app just acted really neurotic. Podcast Addict is right now. Podcast Addict and Tenapod Dog Catcher are my three. I just use Podcast Addict as my primary because it just works right now. Really easy to back up, really easy to restore, really easy to reset a feed. Clean interface, easy to understand, easy to control when I'm driving. Great volume control, great speed control, just works.
Great. Wow. We got to get him on the show, Eric. You know him.
I think he was brushing up on his English before he comes on the show. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's from France. Three.
Yeah. We are from France.
All right, last one here from Dan. He writes, Dear AA crew, I thought I would bring up something about Playbooks, Google Playbooks, that I haven't heard mentioned much, if at all. There's an option in the settings for books to have it read the book aloud using text-to-speech. This is nothing unusual, as you may know, because the Kindle app/device also has this option. On the Kindle, the publisher can choose to disable this, and it appears most books for the Kindle seem to have it disabled. However, I have yet to find a book on Google Play that won't allow text-to-speech reading. For our visually impaired friends, this is an important thing to consider when choosing where to buy books. You might want to pass this along to Jonathan Nado, not sure about the spelling of his name. By the way, you can add me to the list of folks who like one weekly podcast. I have my workaround, though. I just save the week's worth of App Addicts and listen to them all at once. Sincerely, Dan. Cool.
You know,
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the feedback, first off. Eric,
I got to thank Dan for letting me know that. I didn't realize that, and I do use Kindle, and I think a big reason why Kindle may not, or why the book publishers may not allow that, is because Kindle makes all these deals with Audible. I almost nearly every book that I buy on Kindle, I buy the Audible with it. Because you get a discount. And
that makes sense.
And if they had the screen reader on there, I wouldn't have to buy the Audible version. But no, that's good to know, because that's something. I've never actually bought any books on Google Play Books. I've got a couple free ones, I think. I may have bought one. But I'm going to try that, because I've got a book I need to read here pretty soon. And I'll use Google Play next, because I used to do just Audible. I had like a subscription for 6 months or so, and it was you know, I don't know, some $10 a month or something, but you got like a book a month. And then if you go to just buy a book on Audible, it's like $24 to buy an audiobook. If you buy it on the Kindle first and do the whisper sync, it's ends up being like $5.99 for the book and $6.99 for the audio version whisper sync, which is exactly the same as the Audible. So you're kind of a fool to only do the Audible by itself. But no, that's probably a good reason why they don't do that. They're losing out on money if you're having computer read it to you.
That makes sense. How does it sound when the computer reads it to you? Does it do an okay job?
I've never had that. I've never done that yet. I'd like to try that. You know, these guys are professional readers who do the audio books, right. But
they're not computers.
No, they're
I'll say the voices don't really compete. The Audible is just such a performance,
right,
of a person. Where the Android, you can tweak it, you can adjust it, you can get different voices, you can have it sound better, but it still is a little robotish.
And I think for me, it would depend on the book and the reader. Some books, I really didn't care for the person who read it.
Yeah, same with me. Well, thank you very much for that email, Dan. Hey, guys, I just started watching, I was watching on Amazon Prime or Netflix, and that series, that sci-fi series with Halle Berry came up. There's only three episodes of it.
Yeah.
It's called Extant.
My wife's been watching that.
It's pretty cool. It's about space and artificial intelligence and stuff. It's kind of creepy, actually. That's what, when you're talking about the AI of the, because when you were talking about how the screen reader, it just won't be able to read it with as much as emotion, obviously, as a human reader. It just made me think about that show. Did you guys get to watch it at all?
I haven't seen it yet at all. My wife really likes it. She's into it.
Really? Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, my wife watched one episode. There wasn't enough murder, death, or rape in it, so she doesn't watch it anymore. She watches, you know, Law and Order, The Strain, any show where somebody dies every episode, she's on board with.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you guys for writing the emails. Got a bunch more. We're going to read them next week, so don't send us any more until next week.
Don't listen to Steve Cherubino either. Just bring them. We'll get caught up.
I'm just kidding. Plus, do you realize how unworkable that is? What I just said.
That's not profitable.
Everybody listen to the show at different. What?
That's unprofitable for the listeners.
Yes.
Yep. I'll try to read them faster next week and get some more out. But keep them coming, guys. We really do appreciate it. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I love hearing your feedback on the format we're doing. All right, Dory, you have anything to say before we end off on this show?
Just want to thank everyone for their support. Thanks, everyone, for the emails. How about a couple more voicemails, people? Voicemails are good.
Yeah, we like them. Actually, we got some coming up. So some people have been doing it. Eric, anything you want to say before we end off?
I'd like to say that we should name this show Profitable Listening.
Mm. All right. Definitely. By Woody Woodward. All right. That's going to be it for today's episode of Android App Addicts. See you later.